This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, have you ever had a time in your life, and this is not a positive thing, it's not a positive question, where you said, I will never do this, and a year later you did it? This will never happen in my life, and 6 months later it did happen. I would never say this to my wife or my husband. I would never say this to my children or my parents, and you find yourself doing or saying the very thing that you said you would never do, you would never say. Have you done that? We all have. Every man, every woman, every young person in this room has done that at one time or another, where we do something we said would never happen. We've said something that we said we would never say. And today we're going to talk about two words, failure and recovery, in a man by the name of Simon Peter. Peter said, Lord, I'm willing to die for you. I am willing to lay down my life for you. That's how loyal I am, Lord. And three times in that same day, Peter denied that he even knew Christ. He failed miserably. But I want you to know that the Lord knew that he would fail. And get this, the Lord knew he would recover. You know what? The Lord knows more about you than you know about yourself. Remember that. You think you know yourself and you understand how you think. A lot of people brag about how well they understand themselves. You don't know anything compared to what the Lord knows about you and what he knows about me. And the one who knows you the best knows when you're going to fail, I think, and he knows what you're going to do when you recover. And this is a message not about failure only. It's a message about failure, spiritual failure, and recovery by looking at an incident in the life of Simon Peter. It's in Luke 22. Where we pick it up. Luke 22, 31. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Jesus is speaking. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, when you recover, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. Then if you'll go to verse 54, then seizing Jesus, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. But when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him. But he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. Listen to this. This is one of the saddest verses in all of the Bible. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
Well, in point of fact, this is one of the most poignant passages of Scripture in all of the Gospels. And I want to explain to you something we're going to do differently this week. I've only done this once or twice in 35 years on the radio, but we're going to read the text every day. I think it's that important of a text. We're going to share it every day on CrossHope. Tune in tomorrow as we continue this message. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.